This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. San Francisco is considered one of the most expensive places to rent an apartment. Average rent there is more than $3,000 a month. Rent in Manhattan can be even higher. So why is it that Greensboro just ranked as one of the top cities for evictions? Princeton University's Eviction Lab released a new survey on large cities with the highest eviction rates, and Greensboro ranked number 7 on that list with almost 5,000 evictions in 2016. That means every day about 13 households are being displaced. So why Greensboro? To answer that question, we're joined by Stephen Sills. He is the director of the Center for Housing and Community Studies at UNCG and a professor of sociology. Stephen Sills, welcome to State of Things.
Thank you very much.
Let's get a little deeper picture of what's going on in Greensboro. It ranked 7th in evictions. Now, this is 2016. So give us a sense of what that means. What's going on? Who is being evicted? Maybe we'll start there.
Yeah. We're looking primarily at the affordable housing market and a lack of housing opportunity. I had students in court earlier this week doing observations of eviction court, and in about a five-minute period, there were 13 summary ejectments processed by one magistrate. One tenant showed up for that for their hearing. This is impacting low-income families. It's impacting people in distressed locations. They're the ones that are fully suffering the impact of eviction as they move from summary ejectment to a writ of possession, which locks them out of the home. We do see eviction processing happening throughout the market, but the greatest impact really is on those seeking affordable housing.
All right, but affordable housing, we're told, is a problem everywhere in America. It's got to be a problem in San Francisco and Manhattan, where we know those rent rates are through the roof. Why is a city like Greensboro, and when you look at the list, it's interesting, a number of cities in the Tidewater in Virginia are also Hampton, Newport News among the cities in small or mid, what I would consider a mid-sized city in South Carolina, they're all on that list. So what's going on there? Why the eviction rate so high?
Well, I think that these cities are seeing the impact of that differential between income and rent. While San Francisco's and Raleigh-Durham's have had a good increase, a healthy increase since the economic recession in their median incomes due to new tech industries, the 21st century jobs that are being placed there, medium and small-sized towns really haven't had that rebound yet. Incomes in Greensboro have gone up only about 5%, where nationally they've gone up 10% in the last three years. At that same time, the amount of properties that are available, especially in the affordable and lower income areas, has not increased. And rents have increased about 38% in Greensboro.
So let's stop there for just one moment. I just want to go back over some of those numbers. In Greensboro, a 38% increase in rent, at the same time we've seen an average 5% increase in income?
Correct.
All right, so there, that would explain some of it right there, right?
It does. It puts a stress on the family. We see that there's some seasonal effects in the eviction data as we chart it out over a 12-month period. We see peaks in January, February, when they're paying the electric bills, trying to make that decision between do I pay Duke Power and Piedmont Energy or do I pay my rent? We see stressors in the families over medical bills and transportation. And then we see a valley in the eviction rates around April as people are getting tax returns. Then the highest month, May. Kids are back out of school. The costs of child care, the cost of food increase, and families don't have that the fat really in their budget to maintain the month-to-month rents.
Yeah, you call it fat, but it's an essential part of anybody's budget. And if life is that precarious, where on a month-to-month basis, a small fluctuation in your expenses means the difference between a roof and not, that is a high degree of precarious living.
Exactly. We do find, we did follow up interviews with about 20 people who were evicted in 2016, and we found that some of them were experiencing some negative outcomes. About half of them ended up homeless. That's a drain both on the family, on their work productivity, on their school attendance, on the community, its resources. But we also found that some landlords, according to the interviews, were using the eviction process as kind of a form of collections. Every month, a tenant would end up in court for being 5 days late, 6 days late on the rent. This would cause them to incur additional fees, $200 or $300 worth of fees to cover the court costs and the costs to the landlord. And that would put them behind in the next month. And this would continue for months until they finally didn't have any more resources to be able to tap. That might explain some of the difference between the 16,000 summary ejectment filings that we had in 2016, but only 4,900 actual evictions occurring. Even though that's a very high rate, the 16,000 summary ejectments that the court is processing is an alarmingly high rate overall.
What's the strategy there? Why would landlords do that?
Well, we're still trying to kind of figure that out. We've developed a landlord advisory group that's giving us information from the landlord's perspective. For some, it's a tenant that they would like to remove from the property. For others, it really is their economic strategy. Some very small property managers who have a few units see this as another way to balance their books. Evictions really are costly to the landlord, though. We estimate 2 to 4 months of disuse of a property in the market rate apartments. As they go through the summary ejectment process, it takes about a month to get the writ of possession and evict the tenant, and then it takes another month to get that back onto the market. And they may have spent several weeks at least in preparation.
Well, go ahead. Finish that thought.
For the affordable housing market, there's so many people that are ready to take that property. We estimate that there's 20,000 cost-burdened families in Greensboro. That means they're spending more than 30% of their income, their gross income, on housing and housing-related expenses. So they're desperate to find any housing that they can at the lowest rate possible, and are willing to take some pretty negative conditions of the properties in exchange.
Well, that's another one of the outcomes of this this equation is that a lot of the properties, particularly at the lower income levels, the lower rent levels, are not properly kept up.
Correct. We just concluded an 18-month planning study with Robert Wood Johnson Foundation funding to look at pediatric asthma and substandard housing conditions. And we mapped this data. The Cohn Hospital data from the emergency department gave us a picture on which neighborhoods were suffering from pediatric asthma. And at the same time, we matched that with parcel-by-parcel, house-by-house assessments to see what the conditions of homes in those neighborhoods are. The map looks almost identical to our eviction map. It's the same neighborhoods where rents are low, but poverty is high, where there's a high proportion of renters to homeowners, and it's the most impacted communities. We see negative health outcomes for children. We see for adults long-term impacts from being in food deserts and medical supply deserts. Of obesity and type 2 diabetes. So they're really all interrelated, housing conditions, community assets and attributes, and then outcomes like poor health.
Not to mention, I would guess, utility costs go up if you're not keeping up the building, you're not, you know, sealing the cracks and insulating, the tenant's going to have to pay higher utility bills.
Yeah. In one apartment example, an east side apartment of 170 units. They had what would be a window air conditioning and heating unit in a space that had about a 4-inch gap on either side. Some tenants were stuffing balled up newspapers to try to seal that gap. In the middle of the winter time, there's just no way to keep that place heated. We were hearing stories of people's bills being $350, $400. When their rents were $400, $450. So they were spending as much on utilities as they were on rent.
You've created an eviction diversion program. Talk about how that works and what solutions you're looking at.
Yeah, this is a three-year project, and we're about 6 months in. We're meeting with landlords and a landlord advisory group, tenants and a tenant advisory group, and community advocates from across stakeholder groups, government officials, partners through our Metro Lab partner with Guilford County government, sheriff's office, the court system, several magistrates, and the Greensboro Housing Coalition. Our goal is to pilot a program later this year, early next year, that identifies candidates who, if they had a little bit of assistance, would be able to stay in their home. We know that leaving that home and becoming homeless really is a burden on the family as well as the system. We estimate that it's going to cost about $750 to $1,000 to make the landlord whole in the process, and about $500 each to case manage for 3 to 6 months. This case management would then help the tenant who's facing eviction figure out their financial difficulties, do some financial planning and literacy training, approach whatever the medical or transportation issue that's getting them behind in the rent, and then plan for the future so that they'll be able to have the economic ability to make that rent on time.
Stephen Sills is the director of the Center for Housing and Community Studies at UNC Greensboro and a professor of sociology. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
You can find out more about the program at our website, stateofthings.org. There's more to come on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.